How are you? Happy Friday. So I was a little delayed there. I forgot where I was for just a moment. Don't worry, it's a regular thing. It's not an age thing. It's been happening since I was about 16 years old when I drift off into my own little world and they say, Scott, hello. You're like, sorry, I'm out dreaming about my life. Who am I going to be? Have you done that? Have you dreamed about who you're going to be? I still do to this day. But sometimes it's hard to, when you decide what you want to do, it's hard to get through that day to day. It's like on a diet every single day. How do you stay on track? I have a method for you. I've done this tens of thousands of times over the years for folks, and it's very, very powerful about your identity and how to change that today, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Yes, you change it today? Yeah, at least a little bit. That's what we're going to do. It's really going to help you, I think, in a lot of ways. I had a conversation on my Boost coaching call the other day with a client who was having a bit of an issue with weight loss. And it wasn't weight loss. He was having success with weight loss, but the challenge was the long days. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To get through the day and keep talking yourself into the fact that you're actually succeeding is very difficult to do sometimes. So that's what we'll talk about today. That's why I decided to talk about this during Face Your Passion Week. I love the concept of facing your passion, exploring the possibilities till you find out who you are. And like I say, if you don't know your purpose in life, your purpose is to find your purpose. Did I say who it was? I forget. I'll say it again. I'm Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Real time, flowing through the show, helping you the best I can. Every single Friday, we ask the question, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? You can say, how do I want to feel? And here's why I say this. You're an emotional creature. You know that. We always are. And we're kind of leading with our feelings all day long. If you will take just a couple of minutes after this program today, even think about it right now as I'm chatting with you, you can do that. And say, how do I really want to feel in my life, my day, my job, my family? Just by asking yourself the question removes it from way down deep inside you where your subconscious mind wants you to feel really good. Kind of brings it up to your unconscious mind and then gets you thinking about it a little bit. And that very simple act of saying, how do I want to feel? We'll begin to make it happen. Kind of a manifestation, if you will. That's a word I don't use often, but that's kind of what we're doing. So how do you want to feel?
Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to Notion.com/Daily Boost. That's all lowercase letters, Notion.com/Daily Boost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost.
Today, it's all about identity and easily changing your identity. So this came from me. When I started looking at, okay, basically what happens, everything I teach here on the show is I walk my talk, I do what I do, and I was walking, talking hot mess for a lot of years of my life. You'd never know that. I did a lot of successful stuff. Had a nice family, had homes, had cars, had boats, had good careers, the whole thing. But I was a walking, talking hot mess. I really, truly was. And what happened was I was kind of rolling through stuff and I wouldn't stick with things. Even though I was excited about it, I would kind of stop halfway through the process. I'm like, man, why'd I do that? And it hurt me for a very long time because other people would get what I wanted, a job, or I got the women I wanted. That worked out okay. Don't know about the kid. No, I got the kids I wanted to. But what I'm saying is that sometimes it was in the muck, the big dream. I wrote the manifesto. I was ready to go. And yet I couldn't stick with it. I needed a new way to think about things. I needed to find a way to allow myself, allow for you, frankly, to allow yourself to become the person you are on the inside. The fact is we all make decisions that change our life trajectory and we do it without much thought. Just kind of bouncing around throughout the day, and we just little by little, we get a little bit off track. And that can lead to feelings of being lost on your life path, even if you know what life path is supposed to be. So here's what I did. I began to create what I called and what I coined as a transitional identity. And here's why it can't happen. And I never forget it happened. The first time I actually applied it to somebody else was different than when I applied it to me, but I'll tell you about the time I did that. I was chatting with a young lady on the phone who wanted to lose weight. And I'd seen this about 1,000 times. And what they did was they would say, well, Scott, I've got this picture on the refrigerator of who I want to be. And I would look at the picture, and without a lot of detail, it was either a high school picture, you know, when I was 17 years old and you know, weighed nothing, or it was a picture of somebody else who looks incredible and I want to be that person that was on the refrigerator. And yet, when I compared it to the person I was looking at right now, it could be 100 pounds difference. It could be years worth of effort difference to get there. Yet that was the goal. And the question was, how do I stay on track because I keep falling off track? And I instantly saw what happened because I do the same thing. I said, well, it's your vision of who you want to be is too far out there. The identity who you want to assume is way too far out from who you are today. So why don't we focus on a smaller identity, a smaller step, a smaller destination? And I called it a transitional identity. Allow you to move away from who you are right this minute and yet not jump on to who you're going to be in that one big step. Because you know what happens when we do that, right? Certainly if it's a years-long proposition, you fall off. Think about the number of times you've gone for something so big, so exciting. Maybe you eventually did get there, but how often you struggle to stay on track to get there. It's natural. It's going to happen. Days are long. Stuff gets in the way. I've had people say over the years, I want to build an empire. I just envision myself, you know, owning a skyscraper and having thousands of people working for me. And yet, by the way, they've never actually built a business. Maybe they just started the business. And I would say something like, well, hey, how about this? Kind of an affirmation, if you will. I'm running a successful small business and laying the foundation for building my empire. All I have to do is keep moving. I'm running a successful small business. That's a big step for some people, a small step for others. But it's a bit of an identity. You could actually say I'm a successful small business person. I'm a great student. Soon, I'm going to be a great doctor. All I have to do is keep going. I gave that to my stepdaughter, Elena. She's now in her second year of residency as a psychiatrist. It's like, what, psychiatrist? Come on, I don't need a psychiatrist. I need a real doctor. No, I'm kidding. I have a pharmacist and a psychiatrist in my house. I guess I can get wacky my old age and I can get drugs too. It's going to be awesome. I'm incredible at losing 1 pound at a time. I'm the best in the world at losing 1 pound at a time. If I keep doing that, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. All I have to do is keep going. You can put a name on that too. A client I talked to the other day, a member of my Boost coaching program, which comes with Daily Boost Premium, he was saying he was a perfectionist. That was the wrong label. He was saying he was a perfectionist because he kept falling off his diet. And yet already this year, he's lost 35 pounds. If he keeps doing that, he'll lose over 100 this year. He's not a perfectionist. He's just really good at getting back on track. That's it. So it can be a little confusing and it's really personal. And if I were to spend time with you on a call, I would probably spend maybe 30 or 40 minutes. Depends on how fast it happens, but it will not be quick. It'll be 30, 40, maybe an hour, maybe longer before we find the exact thing that you go, yeah, that's me today. And from here, I can transition to the next me. Me, transition to the next me. And the next me, and the next me. Life is temporary and ever-changing, just like who you are. No, Scott, that's not true. I am who I am. I will never change. That's not true. You're going to change. It's going to happen. May as well take some control of it. So consider today a transitional identity. If you're trying to reach a big goal, just give yourself a label that makes you feel good, makes you feel empowered, makes you feel like, yes, this is who I am right now, and move yourself in the direction you want to go, but be willing. And actually, you should be excited about updating your identity as you go along the way here. It's amazing how it happens. In a lot of ways, it comes down to self-esteem. That's all it is, because people get nervous at doing certain things until they do that thing, then they're nervous about the next thing. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of just change your identity into something you can handle until you can handle it. Make sense? Like I said, Face Your Passion's going away, completely ripped off the internet, gone, completely gone by the end of May. If you would like to go through that program that I've sold for $300 for tens of thousands of people over the years, only place you can get it is becoming a Boost coaching member. You get a lot of other benefits as well, just $9.95 a month. Stay as long as you want, cancel any time, doesn't really matter. whatever, you're going to get something out of it. I appreciate you. Go get it right now before it goes away. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. Get yourself signed up. Tell me how it works. It'll be awesome.